Have you ever wondered why some students grasp complex concepts effortlessly, while others struggle despite hours of study? The answer lies not in intelligence alone, but in how learning actually works in the human brain. Learning isn't simply about absorbing information. It's a complex interplay of prior knowledge, organization, motivation, practice, and metacognition. When we understand these mechanisms, we can transform education from frustrating trial and error into a science-backed process that works for everyone. The research reveals something surprising. Many traditional teaching methods actually work against our natural learning processes. But when we align educational practices with how our brains actually function, we unlock potential that might otherwise remain dormant. Learning never happens in a vacuum. Every student enters your classroom with a mental framework that either supports or sabotages new knowledge. This existing knowledge serves as both foundation and filter. When accurate and properly activated, it creates mental hooks for new information. We learn facts about familiar subjects twice as efficiently because new knowledge attaches better to existing mental structures. Prior knowledge can also impede learning. Students may possess accurate knowledge, but fail to activate it when needed. In one study, students couldn't apply a known solution to an analogous problem until prompted, after which 80% succeeded. More concerning, misconceptions often persist despite corrections. Even after explanatory videos, 94% of students maintained incorrect beliefs about seasonal changes. Misconceptions endure because they blend accurate elements with inaccuracies. To overcome these challenges, assess what students know and explicitly activate relevant knowledge before introducing new material. When misconceptions exist, bridging analogies work best, starting with students' accurate knowledge and gradually building toward correct understanding. Experts differ from novices not just in what they know, but how their knowledge is organized. They possess rich networks connecting domain elements around meaningful principles rather than surface features. This distinction manifests clearly in problem solving. Novices organize physics problems by surface features, polyproblems, while experts categorize by underlying principles, conservation of energy. Chess masters don't memorize more individual pieces. They recognize meaningful patterns representing strategic situations. The density of connections and knowledge structures significantly impacts performance. Students provided with organizational frameworks learn 60 to 350% better than those left to deduce structures independently. Well-organized knowledge enables efficient access, allows processing information in meaningful chunks, and facilitates building larger knowledge networks. To help students develop effective knowledge organization, create concept maps visualizing relationships between ideas. Contrast cases to highlight deep features rather than superficial similarities, and make connections between concepts explicit. The goal isn't imposing a single correct organization, but helping students develop rich, interconnected structures based on meaningful features relevant to their tasks. Motivation combines two essential variables: subjective value and expectations for success. Value appears in multiple forms: satisfaction from mastery, inherent enjoyment, or instrumental benefits towards goals. These often blend. Tasks initially done for grades may develop intrinsic value as knowledge deepens. Expectations are equally crucial. Students must believe their actions lead to desired outcomes and that they're capable of executing those actions. Their attributions for past experiences shape these beliefs. Attributing success to ability or effort builds confidence, while viewing failure as controllable maintains motivation. Common teaching missteps include assuming students share your passion or motivating through warnings about difficulty. Both fail by addressing only half the equation. Motivation peaks when students value goals, expect success, and perceive support. To establish value, connect material to students' interests through relevant examples, provide authentic real-world tasks, and show relevance to their academic progression. For positive expectations, align objectives with assessments, calibrate challenge levels, provide early success opportunities, and deliver targeted feedback. Offering meaningful choices aligned with students' goals addresses both sides of the motivation equation simultaneously. Tasks appearing simple to experts often involve complex skill combinations for novices. Like learning to drive, academic mastery requires acquiring component skills, practicing their integration, and knowing when to apply them. The novice to expert journey progresses through four stages: unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, deliberate application, and automatic performance. This progression creates an expert blind spot where instructors skip steps, underestimate learning time, and overestimate students' transfer abilities. When combining multiple skills simultaneously, students' performance often degrades as cognitive load exceeds processing capacity. Experts experience less cognitive load because their practiced component skills become automated, requiring fewer mental resources. Transfer, applying skills across contexts, rarely occurs automatically. Students struggle because they associate knowledge too closely with the original context or lack understanding of underlying principles. Transfer improves when students connect concrete experience with abstract principles, make structured comparisons between cases, and receive appropriate prompting. To build mastery, identify component skills by decomposing complex tasks, provide focused practice to increase automaticity, temporarily constrain tasks to reduce cognitive load during integration, and facilitate transfer through diverse practice contexts. Not all practice creates equal learning. Students must focus on areas needing improvement rather than what they already know, and without proper feedback, practice can entrench errors. Goal-directed practice with targeted feedback creates an effective learning cycle. Learning is best fostered when practice focuses on specific goals, targets appropriate challenge levels, and occurs frequently. Goals direct attention to relevant material and allow progress monitoring. However, instructors often fail to convey specific goals clearly, leaving students to rely on prior experience when criteria are vague. Practice must hit the right challenge level, neither too hard nor too easy. This aligns with Vygotsky's zone of proximal development, where instructional scaffolding helps maintain appropriate difficulty and motivation. Effective feedback identifies performance gaps and suggests specific adjustments, like a GPS showing both distance and directions. Feedback is typically most effective when prompt and frequent, preventing errors from becoming habitual. To create effective practice feedback loops, make learning goals explicit with clear criteria, incorporate multiple shorter practice opportunities with appropriate scaffolding, and provide balanced feedback that prioritizes key aspects. Why do some students struggle despite significant effort? The answer lies in metacognition, the ability to reflect on and direct one's thinking. Self-directed learners must assess tasks, evaluate their knowledge, plan approaches, monitor progress, and adjust strategies accordingly. Students typically struggle with task assessment, often ignoring instructions and using familiar but inappropriate strategies. They frequently overestimate their abilities, with weaker students showing the poorest self-assessment. Their planning is usually brief and misaligned with requirements, unlike experts who plan extensively. Beliefs about intelligence significantly impact learning. Students who view intelligence as fixed avoid challenges, while those seeing it as malleable engage more deeply. To develop these skills, provide explicit task requirements with clear criteria. Offer early assessments with prompt feedback to calibrate students' self-evaluation. For complex assignments, provide model plans with interim deadlines. Require reflection on completed work, address limiting beliefs directly, and demonstrate your own metacognitive processes by thinking aloud during problem solving. These approaches cultivate self-monitoring skills, essential for lifelong learning, perhaps education's most valuable outcome.